Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. The information sources say OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is working with former Apple designer Johnny Ive to build a hardware device. Almost nothing else is known about the project, though presumably it would include some kind of intelligent model as its software. The Verge notes that Altman worked with another former Apple designer, Thomas Meyerhofer, on the orb used by Altman's company WorldCoin. And Altman is an investor in Humane, a company run by former Apple employees that is developing a wearable AI device. The Writers Guild of America has accepted a contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, and among the terms are rules governing the use of AI. If AI tools are used to create material in a script, a WGA writer must still get credit. AI cannot be credited as the source. A studio cannot require a writer to use AI tools. Companies must disclose if any materials given to a writer were generated by AI. And companies may use writer materials to train their own models, but the WGA reserves the right to assert that such training violates the agreement or law. In other words, they can put a stop to the training if they don't like how it's being done. More material to writer pay than the AI guidelines is the fact that the agreement also requires streamers to share streaming data with writers so that they know just how well the products they worked on have done. This will inform new increased royalty payments. Multiple news outlets reported on their experience with the Mercedes-Benz new Drive Pilot system. That's coming to the 2024 S-Class and EQS sedans. It'll be the first Level 3 automated driving system approved for use by the public in the U.S. Level 3 means you, the driver, don't have to pay attention at all times, but you still have to be ready to take over when needed. The system will only be available and active in California and Nevada. In addition, it will only be active at speeds less than 40 miles per hour while following a vehicle on dry, clear, well-marked, and pre-mapped roads. So basically LA freeway traffic at rush hour, for instance. As expected, Amazon has named former Microsoft executive Panos Panay as the new lead of Amazon's Devices and Services division. Panay spent 19 years at Microsoft, most recently leading the Windows and Devices division. Panay officially starts at Amazon at the end of October. Microsoft began rolling out the fall update for Windows 11. That's the one that brings Copilot, the AI-powered assistant for Windows. Among other features, Microsoft Paint also gets Photoshop-like features with transparency and layers. File Explorer gets its little makeover, and Windows 11 now supports passkeys. Apple also released macOS Sonoma a little faster than usual. Among the new features, the Mac lock screen now looks like the iPhones. You just have a password field instead of a number pad. You can put iPhone widgets on a Mac now without having to install the corresponding app, and a new game mode prioritizes CPU and GPU resources. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo speculates that reports of the new iPhone 15 overheating have to do with the phone's titanium frame, not the chip. Titanium, in Kuo's words, negatively impacts thermal efficiency, and Kuo notes there's also a reduced heat dissipation area. He expects Apple will address the issue in a software update. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general filed a joint lawsuit against Amazon Tuesday, alleging it violated antitrust law, which reduced competition and raised prices. On the seller side, Amazon is accused of punishing sellers who offer lower prices elsewhere than Amazon and pushing sellers to Amazon's fulfillment service, where they pay fees for things like advertising on the platform. On the consumer side, the FTC accuses Amazon of replacing search results with paid ads and biasing search results to Amazon's own products. Indonesia's Ministry of Trade said Tuesday that it does not allow transactions on social media platforms and further will ban social media companies from acting as e-commerce platforms to prevent the misuse of public data. It will also regulate which overseas goods can be sold online. Indonesia is TikTok's second largest market behind the U.S., and the company had plans to expand its e-commerce operations there. Apple's Eddie Q testified as part of the U.S. versus Google antitrust case. Q was asked about Apple's Information Services Agreement, or ISA. That's the one that makes Google the default search engine on Apple software, like the Safari browser. Q negotiated the latest renewal of that deal in 2016 and said there's not a valid alternative to Google, but Apple chose Google because it's the best product. Security researchers at four U.S. universities have developed a GPU side channel attack they call GPU.zip to obtain sensitive visual data from users of compromised websites while using a Chrome browser. The method obtains individual pixels, which can then be reconstructed to see whatever you're typing, like usernames, information entered into forms, etc. Websites that deny embedding in cross-origin sites, which most websites do, are not vulnerable to the attack. So this isn't a common thing. Firefox and Safari are not vulnerable to the attack because they do not allow cross-origin iframes to be loaded with cookies. The researchers disclosed the vulnerability in March. No patches have yet been issued by AMD, Apple, ARM, NVIDIA, Qualcomm for their GPUs or by Google for its Chrome browser. Anker smart home cameras under the Eufy brand now offer cross-camera tracking and video splicing. In other words, if you have multiple cameras, you can follow motion from one camera's view to the next, just like on TV, and see it as one continuous video. The feature works with Eufy's Homebase 3 hub and uses on-device algorithms to identify people and stitch those videos together. It's part of a free beta that will be released as a paid subscription feature in Q4. Eufy Homebase 3 is available for $150, along with a new line of cameras and spotlights, though the cross-camera tracking will work with older Eufy cameras. You'll just need the new hub. Finally, Snap is closing its enterprise division, which offered its augmented reality expertise to customers. AR Enterprise Services was announced just this past March and offered services like Shopping Suite, which let brands offer AR try-on features and 3D product viewing. Snap CEO Evan Spiegel said the rise of AI tools made it difficult for Snap to differentiate its service from what brands can do on their own. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.